All right, welcome to Swole Quest with Mike and Tad.
Gotta get that first sip of the day.
You know it, fam.
It's the most important part.
So this is going to be a spinoff podcast. It's not going to replace the current podcast. I'm just replacing this week's episode with the first one.
You're replacing fat with muscle.
Exactly. Getting fit, getting swole, getting big, getting huge.
Gotta eat big to get big. Six scoops. Come on!
The purpose of this podcast, it's about mental health. It's about physical health.
Yeah.
So what are the three most important aspects of lifting?
Well, first to introduce myself, this is Lifthany Fit Tano, the internet's busiest lifting nerd.
That's true.
Yeah. No.
He also sometimes goes by Michael.
Yeah, this is Michael, PulpFan69. You know, you guys get this. I mean, I don't know when this is coming out, but, you know. Plug. So anyway, three most important aspects of lifting can be broken down thusly. Lifting is 10% workout, 20% diet, and 70% waifu.
Exactly.
70%.
You've got to eat right, you've got to lift right, and you've got to love your 2D anime digital wife.
Goddamn right. In the immortal words of professional magic player Yuya Watanabe, people often ask me, how can I get better at magic? And we'll just change magic to lifting or life in general. But during games, I only think about Azunyan, who is from K-On!, which is an excellent show, which you should watch. So I can only say that the best way to improve your skills is to get a waifu. And how true is that?
I mean, he's a professional magic player. He's won several tournaments. He's got a lot of money. And he has a waifu.
You're going to call him a liar?
Those results.
You can't call him a liar.
I ain't. He's going to beat me up.
Yeah, see.
He's way better at magic than I am.
See, that's the thing about lifting is if you're a nerd, and if you're listening to this podcast, you are a nerd. Like, look in the goddamn mirror, okay? see, it's important to start off by insulting your viewers.
Exactly.
You have to break them down before you could build them back up into shining Adonises. So, you know, I've been lifting for probably about 2.5 years now, seriously, and it's pretty awesome. It's the perfect normie cover. Like,
I think you got me lifting about 1.5 years ago, and then I had like breaks, but like I would go for like 3 months, and then I had to stop because of school bullshit.
Consistency
and
is
start
key.
Again, stop. And now I'm starting again, and now I have a podcast to keep up with, so I can't stop because of some dumb reason, except unless, like, you know, my gym closes tomorrow or something.
That's not going to happen. No, not at all.
It did. It did. My gym's actually closing tomorrow.
That's good. They couldn't handle it. You went and worked out.
Couldn't handle it.
You're just like, nope, can't
like,
do
whoa,
it.
Whoa, this whole gym thing was just a joke. This dude keeps coming in.
That's actually, funny thing is that's how 90% of gyms operate, is like, I don't know what the actual stats are, but people sign up for gym memberships and then they just don't go. And that pays and subsidizes it for those of us who actually do go. Because they don't have enough equipment to handle, like, if everyone who had a gym membership came in at the same time, they would not all fit. Like, not just because they're fat, but also because of that. So I think we started you off with strong lifts 5x5. And if anyone from Fit, unfortunately, is listening, fuck you. Strong lifts 5x5 is a good beginner workout routine. And no, he's not going to do a bro split. Shut up.
See, what happened was the first time I went, and I think we'll get deeper into how you should feel after like your first workout with strong lifts and all that.
How did your first workout make you feel? Like, as a person.
But, like, I was like, man, I really hurt. And now I realize it's probably because I wasn't doing it right.
Well, no, it depends on what kind of hurt.
Here's what
happened.
Like the lady there, the gym that I go to was owned by a Russian couple.
That's always a good
sign.
She
came up to me with a very thick accent. It was like, here, I give you a program to do because you look very dangerous while you squat. And so she gave me a bro split thing that I did for
Jesus.
Like 2 months, and then I had to like change.
Well, it's important to know if it was actually a bro split or not, because a bro split is like I do upper body for 1 day and then lower body for another day and tons of pointless isolation exercises.
Yeah, it was pretty much that.
Okay, yeah, so that's a bro split.
All right, so let's get into our first topic of discussion. What is Strong Lifts 5x5, and why do you recommend it?
So Strong Lifts 5x5 is a very, very easy-to-learn beginner workout. And the 5x5 is 5 sets of 5 reps. The reason I recommend it is because it's almost impossible to fuck up, and it's really, really easy to learn, and it takes like zero time at the gym. And what it does is it helps you build a strong base of strength to work off of. Because I think like the most demoralizing thing about going to the gym, at least when you're starting out, is no matter how like physically large you are, like if you're a manlet like me, or if you're like a 6-foot tall person, when you first start going to the gym, there are going to be people there who are shorter than you, or people who even look smaller than you, who are lifting heavy ass weight. And it's pretty depressing when you're like, holy shit, I'm weak as fuck. Like when I,
cause like you're over there thinking like when I first went, I could bench like the bar. And then like, once I got past 10, like 5 pounds on there, I'm like, I'm already feeling this. And I was worried. I'm like, oh man,
yes,
I feel like I'm a weak baby boy.
So like, how tall are you?
I am 5'10".
Yeah, 5'10". So I'm 5'7" on a good day. And I can bench. Well, see, I have a fucked up left arm, but that's an excuse. I broke it when I was like 13. But I still bench like 1.5 plate, generally speaking, for reps. Which plate is gym bro speak for a 45-pound weight, or if you're in a civilized country, a 20-kilogram weight. Yeah, burger
units. That's right. I didn't even think about that.
So one plate is 2 45-pound plates on either side of the bar. So that's 135 pounds. And
that's important. That's important to remember, it's the two.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But so getting back to strong lifts, it's really, really easy because here's the rundown of week one for strong lifts. Squat 5x5, bench press 5x5, barbell row 5x5. That's Monday. Wednesday is squat 5x5, overhead press 5x5, deadlift 1x5. Friday is back to squat 5x5, bench press 5x5, barbell row 5x5. So you have a total of 5 exercises to learn, and you only do 3 of them a day. I mean, it's not going to be super great for like cardiovascular health and all that. And you can always add in cardio if you want to, you know, kill your gains and not get big. But
yeah, cardio, just if you move your legs real fast and like you walk around, it'll just drain all the energy that you're using to build your muscles.
Literally saps it.
It just goes to that.
From your muscles.
Yeah, it zaps it into the ether. It actually breaks the laws of thermodynamics and all that by destroying the matter. It eliminates it.
The reason strong lifts is good is because those, if you can learn those, the big three are in there, which is squat, bench press, and deadlift. If you can learn those and do those with good form, you're pretty much going to have no problems with any of the other like smaller isolation exercises and curls and all that. So once you get those down with good form, which will take a while, you'll have a good base of strength to build off of and do like a different routine. Like I do ice cream fitness.
And another good thing about it is the app. There's an official app that just makes it even easier to keep track of. All right,
yeah.
Here's what you do. It's got references for your form for all of it. Gives you instructions like you know, when you're squatting, you know, chest out, get your legs out like that, and you can watch it while you're, you know, resting between sets. And
yeah, the app's really good. Like, I hope they pay us for this podcast plug. They're not going to, but you know.
So some important questions I had about the app that I wasn't sure of at first. So it says on each thing, it's called Strong Lifts 5x5.
Mm-hmm.
And on the thing, it'll have like, you know, squat. It'll have 3 sets of 5.
Yeah.
And I was confused as to why it said 3x5.
Oh, that's probably a warm-up set.
So what does that mean? Does it just mean 2 sets with only the bar? And so, then...
So what you do is you start... With the 5x5 program, you generally speaking always start with just the bar so you can practice form, and then you move up like 5 to 10 kilograms until you get to your workout weight. So you do you do 5 reps of just the bar, then the next set of like 5 reps with 5 kilograms on each side, then whatever, doing that up till you get to your workout weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do 5 by 5 of your workout weight. So when you
so if someone's just starting, they would start with just the bar,
yeah,
and then they would add like 5 onto it, do 5 more,
yeah,
And then, if you know, another five until they get to the point where it's like they're actually feeling like they have to push to get it up and all that.
Well, yeah, so
that
you're...
And then they set that as the weight that they're going to be doing from there on.
Yeah, so your 5x5 weight should be what you can reasonably do 25 reps of, you know, in five sets. So if you get to that last... You should be pretty gassed on your last rep of your last set. Like, you should be at the point where you're like, one more would probably be too many.
Okay.
But it's okay to start a little lighter and build up to that point. Like, you don't have to go so hard that you fail a rep to figure out where you should be.
Especially with something like the deadlift, where you can fuck yourself up real hard if you don't have the proper form
built yet. Deadlift form is really important. Squat form is really important. I mean, form is really important.
Yeah. An important thing to remember, and I made this mistake too. Okay, so the bar weighs 45 pounds.
Yes.
So when it's like, okay, let's say you're adding 10 pounds to it. That doesn't mean you take a 10-pound weight and put it on the left side, and a 10-pound weight and put it on the right side.
No.
That's 20 pounds.
I don't understand how this happens. Every single time, they're like, do you count the bar? No, the bar doesn't weigh anything.
Here was my thought process. So, okay, here's 45 on the bar. Okay, I'll add 10 on this side and 10 on that side to stabilize it. And then I didn't think, oh, no, wait, I'm still lifting the 10 from the other side no matter what.
But I don't...
It's not a very smart...
It's like literally basic addition. I don't know how... People are always like, yeah, I did 20 kilogram deadlifts the other day. It's like... So you deadlifted just the bar? You're like, no, it's 20 kilograms, you know, on both sides. So you mean 60 kilograms because the bar weighs 20 and each one of the plates weighs 20. You're like, oh, I didn't know you count the bar and both of the plates.
See, that's what happened to me where it's like, okay, I was looking at the thing. It's like, okay, deadlift at, okay, like 95. All right, let's see. All right, so 45 in the bar, 45, 45. All righty, here we go. Yeah. And then I'm like, no, wait a second. That's like 140.
No, it's like when people are like, yeah, I did body weight squats. I put my own body weight on the bar.
Okay, I did something similar to that once.
How?
It was part of like the weird bro splits that they had me doing, where I was just like doing a whole bunch of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like something where I stood on a machine, like pressed myself up with like my toes. Or something.
Oh, you mean calf raises.
I'm like, okay, I'll put this on 240, I guess. All right, there we go.
You put 240 pounds on calf raises?
Yeah, I fucked up my foot.
Yeah, no fucking shit. Oh, wait. You're telling me that you're on a machine where you lift the weight with just your calves, like going up onto your toes.
It was
toes.
Like my calves, and there was like a thing that was like on my shoulders.
And you
and so
thought
I put my hands on top, and I just went, whoop.
You thought that putting 240 pounds onto that was a good idea.
Well, it was really, really easy to do it with everything below that.
What I don't understand is people don't seem to get like in the gym, everybody gets, I don't know, like, taken out of how much things actually weigh because they want to show off and be like, oh, I can lift so much. But like, you imagine
there was a dude that was like using a leg press machine. He's like, hey, check this out. And he puts it at like 360 pounds, is pushing it with one leg.
Yeah, but that's not
I'm
that
just looking
much.
At it thinking like, if you slip, like your leg's gonna snap.
Now there's safety things on the leg press if you're doing it right. There's a safety catch.
I don't think he was doing
he probably
it right.
wasn't doing it right.
But it's just like, that's like, machines are nice if you're like an old lady.
Well,
because they take away having to do like stabilizing and stuff.
Yeah, machines are not bad. They serve their purpose. But for a beginner, you miss out on a lot of the like stabilizing muscle formation when you let the machine do the work for you. Like with a Smith machine for squats, you lose all of the stabilizing stuff that you get from having to balance the bar on your back. So with the squat, the Smith machine just holds it in place for you, which is, it's sort of self-defeating.
Yeah.
I still don't understand how people don't count the bar right.
It's because they see these weights and they don't think about the bar weighing anything. They just think of it like, okay, maybe the bar, they don't know how much the bar weighs.
Well, yeah.
Because it's like, okay, I can understand maybe the bar weighs like 5 pounds or something. I don't know weight at all.
An interesting thing is if you're at a real shitty gym, the bar might not be Olympic standard. Like, Olympic standard bars weigh 20 kilograms or 45 pounds. And if they're not Olympic standard, they can be a lot less. And that's bad. Like, you don't want to do that because you can seriously, like, tweak yourself if you're expecting more weight than is actually there. But most gyms have Olympic standard bars, so it's not a big concern.
So one important thing about, like, the first time you go to a gym for strong lifts, you're going to want to, like, practice. You're going to want to, like, take a broom handle and pretend it's a 45-pound bar. Yeah,
for sure.
And you're going to want to practice them, especially the deadlift.
Especially deadlift. Squat, too, because a lot of people have problems with shoulder flexibility. And so when you get underneath the bar, like, the number one mistake that I see people making is either leaning too far forward with squats, so you're putting way too much pressure on the bar on your neck, which is bad. So basically, people end up doing high bar squats when they should be doing low bar squats. And high bar squats are, I don't know, I don't recommend them. It's much better in terms of, like, balance and center of mass to do low bar squats. And you can Google that. You want to
make sure that when you're coming up, you're not like, oh, hey, look, I'm falling backwards a bit.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that you've got it at least somewhat under control so that you're ready for an actual weight. Because, like, 45 pounds isn't going to kill you. Like, you know, like, when you're starting with your squat, you're going to be doing the 45 just so you have, like, until you can get, like, because squatting's, like, a real weird motion if you don't know what you're doing. There's a lot of guides, like, it's really good to practice. Like, I was just sitting in my room with a broomstick pretending to squat. For like 20 minutes.
You just look up some Russians wearing Adidas tracksuits and copy what they do, and you'll get it. You get that slob squat. Slobs are the king of squats. Everybody knows it.
But, all right. So the other aspect of lifting, more important actually, is diet.
Actually, yeah, diet. I mean, okay. So the thing is like if you're a skinny fat to fat nerd, I guarantee that you can lose a significant amount of weight in the next month by doing just one thing, and that's stop drinking soda. If you stop drinking soda, unless you're drinking only diet soda with, like, no calories in it, then I don't know, it won't help as much. But if you stop drinking full sugar soda and replace it with water, you'll lose weight. You cannot outlift a bad diet. You just can't.
That's true.
Like, people harp on diet, and the problem is like, Americans are fat, and I don't want to go into one of these big old rants about, like, fuck you fat people, because it's very easy to get complacent with your diet. Like, I play a lot of video games, you know, I read a lot of manga, I sit on my ass a lot, so it's easy to just, like, reach for a bag of chips and mindlessly consume. And I think
here's the important thing. Like, when I was young, I was raised with some very bad eating habits.
I'm pretty sure, like everyone I was.
It's like my mom would always like, okay, we have to, you finish everything in the plate. Don't leave any food after.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Or, like, eat when you're stressed. Eat when you're bored. But here's the really important thing. Those things didn't make me lift the fork and put it in my mouth. Yep. I made that choice. You can't blame these fucking things. Like, those people are like, no, I have a thyroid. Fuck off. You do not. You're not one of these 1% of people who can't lose weight. You're just being a lazy, you're being a sad cunt when you can be sick a sick cunt.
Exactly. See, the word of ziz is already getting to you. We're all going to make it, brah. I think.
We're all going to make it, brah.
For me, the things that helped my diet out the most, and this is just in terms of being more healthy. Like, if you start having lifting and, like, powerlifting being a hobby, then diet gets all weird. Because right now, I am drinking a protein shake that has a vanilla mass gainer protein powder in it, Greek yogurt, strawberries, and some frozen fruit, and it's like drinking goddamn soft serve ice cream. And I fucking...
I'll show you a mass gainer.
Oh, I hate it. But I'm trying to gain weight because I want... Well, because I want to get huge. So...
Get huge, stay huge.
But for, like, he's just lifting weights all the time. I love that Onion article. That Onion article.
Another good thing about lifting to try and fix your diet is that, like, you think to yourself, like, all right, I put in all this effort and I did all this stuff. I don't want to eat this garbage so, to make it go to waste. That's good. So you're able to, like, it's hard to break a diet because you're so used to it. It's not impossible. You can do it. It's entirely within your power.
Yeah, don't be a bitch.
And lifting will help a lot with that. Because you're like, do I really want a can of Dr. Pepper right now?
See, yeah, that goes into, like, the two things that helped me the most in terms of, like, because I started out as a real skinny fat little guy. Like, there are pictures of me when I first came to Japan that, ooh, they're not good. I don't like looking at them. It's like, it was embarrassing. Like, I don't know. It's being fit is fun, and I think the two things that really helped me with diet the most are what's called mindful eating. So a lot of times when people eat, they're not really paying attention. Like, you're doing something else. And I mean, that's true for me too. Like, I never just sit down at a table and eat and don't do anything else. You know, you watch a show, you're playing some video games, you know, you're doing something. But it's important when you want to focus on losing weight is to really pay attention while you're eating. Like, you think about what you're doing. So, you know, it's easy to go through a whole bag of chips without thinking about it. But if you sit there and think, you know, am I really enjoying this, or am I just eating to fill time? Like, am I just eating to have something in my hands? And you'll find that, like, when you think about what you're eating, and when you actually put some mental effort into going, is this enjoyment that I get from, you know, eating this donut really worth, you know, sabotaging my fitness goals? And as lame as that sounds, it really does help. Like,
an important thing that I've found is, I think, like, okay, if I ever think I'm hungry, I'm like, okay, would I be hungry enough to just eat an apple? I don't know why an apple.
Yeah.
But just like, am I hungry enough to eat an apple right now?
Some,
if yes, then I'm hungry. If no, if I think like, I don't really want an apple, then I'm not hungry and I don't eat.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, you change your conception of food. Like, I think for a lot of Western people and for a lot of just people in general, food is a big source of fun in our lives. Like, you think, oh shit, yeah, big old fucking stack of pancakes, I'm in for a good time.
Hell yeah.
But if you're thinking about, like, hey, I want to lose weight, you have to stop thinking about food as a big piece of enjoyment. Like, there's things you could treat yourself to, for sure. Like, if you're counting calories and you've got some extra room, there's no reason why you can't have a candy bar. Like, it's not good for you. But if you treat your general day-to-day eating as food is fuel, not fun, you'll find yourself going, like, yeah, I could have this candy bar, but then, like, it's just sugar and carbs. Like, it's not going to help me at the gym. I could have this candy bar, or I could have, like, a big steak later, or I could have, you know, some chicken and rice.
Yeah, you could save it.
Yeah.
Save it up. Put it in your GBP.
And when you...
put it in your GBP bank.
Got to get those tendies. When you find yourself doing that, you start thinking, like, dude, is this really worth it? Like, do I really want to eat this right now, or would I rather have a better workout? And for me, I find lifting to be really, really enjoyable. Like, it's one of my biggest hobbies. And so I'm like, nah.
Like, at a certain point, you'll start seeing results and you'll be like, whoa, hey. Because I remember when I, like, about a year ago, and I'm like, I grabbed my arm for some reason. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. That actually feels like a bicep.
Getting a little juicy.
Flabby arm. Holy shit.
Like, let me put it like this.
And then I'm like, damn, look at that.
I used to be so skinny, like, so spooky skeleton, that, you know, like, a styrofoam cup? Mm-hmm. You know the, like, the rim from a styrofoam cup, how sometimes people, like, flip them inside out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could take the rim from a styrofoam cup and slide it around my bicep.
Jesus.
Yeah, how tiny.
See, I'm the opposite. In eighth grade, I had a rough time. I weighed 280 pounds, my dude. I've lost 40 pounds of that already.
That's big. Whew,
that's big. I was a big boy. I was literally Pepe with a big boy shirt. It wasn't good.
No. But see, and I think that...
some tough times.
That gets into the other aspect of dieting. Calling it dieting is a bad idea. You shouldn't call it that, because it's not dieting. It's just changing how you live. Like, if you treat it as a temporary, like, I'm on a diet, you will never keep it up. You just have to change fundamentally how you eat. Or otherwise
you'll end up like like a housewife trying all these silly diets and then giving them up because they don't work.
Yeah. like calories in, calories out. Diet. That's all it is. You can lose weight eating only Twinkies. You'll feel like shit, but you could do it. Twinkies and a multivitamin, as long as you're under your daily calorie your daily calorie allotment, you will lose weight.
You don't want to go with these dumb meme diets like GoMad, gallon of milk a day. Because I've got a story related to milk. My brother Zach.
You got GoMad.
My brother Zach would drink a lot of milk. And so him and his friends invented this fun game. The game was they would run a lap around like the middle school track and then drink a glass of chocolate milk. And then take another lap and drink another glass of chocolate milk.
Oh, Jesus.
And take another lap. And
no.
You would be kicked out when you threw up. So you want to know what the winner got? The person who threw up, like, didn't throw up at all. They got to drink the rest of the gallon of milk.
That's disgusting. Holy shit.
And then inevitably throw up.
That's
what a meme diet is.
I mean, essentially. Like, there's something to be said for ketosis and, like, doing a really, really low carbohydrate diet and all that, like if you really, really want to burn weight fast, but it's a pain in the ass and you're better off just eating a balanced diet of lower calories, like lower your calories.
Because if you do something that's going to be a pain in the ass to maintain, if you start falling behind or not seeing things fast enough, you're going to be like, god damn it, and you'll lose motivation.
Well, see, that's the thing is people overestimate how quickly you'll see results, because you will not see like physical results for a few months. Like, you're not going to look that much different between when you start putting up bigger numbers on the bar and like actually lifting more weight to, you know, being jacked like me. You won't see that difference for a few months. Like
the first few times you go, and this happened to me, I'll go on, you know, I'll do the squats, I'll do all that stuff. And it'll be like after the first time, I'll go home and I'll be like, god damn, I hurt.
Yes.
And then like 2 days will pass and it'll be time to go again. And I'll be like, oh, god damn, I still hurt.
Well, there's two kinds of hurts. There's good hurt, which is just like lactic acid buildup in your muscles. And then there's bad hurt, which is twinges and like sharp pain. If you get sharp pain, you stop. If you're just like sore, you keep going.
Mm-hmm. You have to get a prop, because what happened to me was that I was doing the squats incorrectly. I wasn't putting my legs out enough, so I was like lifting every single thing with just my upper thighs instead of like spreading. So I'm like, oh god, my legs hurt so bad. And then I'd be like, okay, well, I can't go today, even though it's been 2 days, because I hurt so much.
No, you gotta.
And then you put it off, and then everything starts to fall apart.
Consistency is like the number one thing. I have not missed a single workout for any reason other than literally being on an airplane for 2 years. Yeah.
Do not make any excuses. If you have to force yourself to do it, do
don't
it.
Don't be a
eventually
little bitch.
It's going to become routine. It's going to become routine. And then after so long, you're going to start to enjoy it. Like, oh, hey, time for this daily part, or not daily, but like 3 times a week routine.
What would your wife think if you quit?
It'll become normal.
Honestly.
Exactly.
What would she
now
think?
On to the third and by far
most important
part of lifting.
Most important. Waifus. Or waifu. Because, you know, more than one waifu will ruin your waifu.
So this is the actual reason for the podcast.
Yes.
And this is my journey to find a 2D anime digital waifu.
Because 3D is PD.
For me.
See, that's the thing is, like, this fits into one of the big reason to lift is normie cover. Like, I don't know if you guys know of Debito-kun. He's a, oh boy, maybe we should probably link the video of Debito-kun in the description, because
I will, but go ahead and describe it.
Debito-kun is, he's like, I don't know, he's a mythical figure in the anime, in the 4chan anime community. You don't want to be Debito-kun. He's this guy, he moved to Japan. He's a fat motherfucker. He's just huge. He speaks shit Japanese. He's got tons of anime crap all over his room. And these two Japanese comedians just rip into his ass. Like, they tear him open. It's horrible. You don't want to be Davidokun. But imagine, if you will, if Davidokun was jacked. Imagine he was just like six-pack motherfucker, big dick on campus walking around. You could wear whatever you want. You could have like an obnoxious maid cafe anime Miku t-shirt on. But if you're jacked, everyone's like, haha, look at that normal guy. He's so funny.
Because he's got everything together.
Yeah.
He's a normal person.
They'll think your life is together.
He's just doing this because he finds it fun.
Exactly. This, like, I walk down the street or I walk in Akihabara or whatever with, like, my my Kill la Kill 3-star gakuseifuku t-shirt. And people are like, haha, look at that guy. That sure is funny. Wow, his pecs are large. He must be a normal person.
You can get away with it.
They must.
Exactly.
He must have his life together. How wrong they are. How very, very wrong you are. Normie cover is like, ooh. Plus, like, the benefits of being fit extend beyond. Like, you can go on hikes. You can go do cool shit. Like, you don't have to worry about being, like, that guy who gets out of breath climbing a flight of stairs. Like, that's how I started lifting, is I ran up a flight of stairs and I was out of breath at the top and I was like, well, shit. What am I doing with my life? I should get huge.
Like, for me, I think the tipping point when I was really heavy was I was like, I'm just standing still and I, like, am losing my breath. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's...
That was where I'm like, hold on a second. That's like, give me a sleep apnea machine. Like, I'm fucking obese. Let's get out of this.
Yeah, get me out of here, Malik.
I was like, get me out. I stacked up a whole bunch of cardboard boxes and hid behind them. Get me out of here, Malik.
So this gets us into why we lift. And why do we lift? For our waifus.
Our waifus.
Exactly.
Or future waifus.
Well, yeah. See, I'm convinced that Rika from Chunibyo is a good choice for you. She's a nice girl. You probably like her. See... Chunibyo demo.
So I've watched the first episode.
Such a good show.
And for those who don't know, it's about this guy. He's like, he's just out of middle school, mm-hmm. and he's like finding, like, he did like a whole bunch of super cringy stuff. Like, he's like pretending to have like a dark side. I'm the dark flame master.
Exactly.
And he's like, he graduates. He's like, oh my God, what was I doing? And so he goes to like a different high school from really far away. Except there was a girl that moved there that saw him doing this embarrassing stuff. And so now he's locked in and he can't let her tell everyone what a fucking dorko he was.
Yeah, because she thinks it's the coolest fucking shit ever. Because she's still chunyi as fuck. And chunibyo is like the eighth grade syndrome thing in Japan where it's like, you know, I've got a dark side. Like, I've got two personalities. Nicest guy you'll ever meet, a twisted fucking psychopath. Except
twisted dark flame master.
But she's still like 100% chunyi, and he's trying to put it behind him. It's a good show. I really like Chunibyo, and I feel like
I will give it a shot as part of the podcast. I'm willing to watch up to, let's say, 8 episodes of any anime you link me that you believe would have a waifu that would match.
Now,
that would match.
The
me.
Reason I think Rika is good is because you mentioned desire to bully. As
extremely so.
See, Rika is she's made for bullying. She demands bullying. She just says the cringiest shit, and you're like, wow, I have to bully her. And we're gonna get like
you just wanna hit
anti-bully rangers in the comment section. Please link anti-bully ranger in the comment section. I beg you.
I will not.
And well, that, and she would unironically watch Homestuck or read Homestuck.
The proper term is experience.
It's for fuck's sake.
Like, if there's a female version of Caliborn somewhere, fucking boom, get a big red rubber stamp.
Bam, I mean, I'm sure there's a couple female versions of Caliborn on DeviantArt.
Yeah, I know. They're called Kellyo. His dead sister. Jesus that he's traveling Christ. The universe to, like, find.
I shouldn't
and, like,
have mentioned Homestuck.
Kill.
This is the lifting
and also,
cast.
Like, have relations with by turning into a giant snake. Ouroboros, snake eating its own tail. The universe is cyclical in nature. Wake up.
So, see, this is some Chunibyo shit, which is why you should watch the show. Because Rika would literally know all of the fucking pester chum chat.
Oh, God, she would. I just realized, like, I know. All right, so there's... 24 plus 8. There's 42 different typing quirks and chat handle names that I can remember off the top of my head for every single...
Jesus Christ.
And I can remember every single typing quirk. I can remember the colors. For some of them, I can remember the hexadecimal colors.
The actual hex code for the color.
Yeah, I can remember because Carcats is 696969 and Kangri is 96966.
I mean, that's not that hard to remember, but...
I also remember Caliborns because he's my sweet baby child. He's like Papyrus, if Papyrus was evil.
Fallen Papyrus. Punished Papyrus. But see, the important thing about having a waifu is because we, who have been discarded from the real life, you know, people of having friends and like social abilities, need some sort of motivation to keep lifting. And that's where the waifu comes in. You gotta...
Exactly. So who do you lift for?
I lift for Pult, my man.
So hopping off of waifu talk, we'll go ahead and start this off with the first status report.
Yeah.
I started lifting about 2 weeks, I think. We'll go with 2 weeks.
Call it two.
And started 240. All my weight was like just like the bar.
Mm-hmm. 240 body weight?
I've lost... yeah I thought you meant the like lifting it on the fucking thing, you piece of shit. But yeah, 240 body weight. I've lost 5 pounds since then. That's probably water weight.
All right,
but whatever.
Well, no, I mean, some of it is probably real weight loss. Like 5 pounds of water weight is sort of excessive, so some of that is real weight loss.
Yeah, 5 pounds just from not eating garbage.
Yeah.
No longer drinking soda. Yeah. And just starting strong with 5x5.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing these podcasts every 2 weeks. It won't replace the normal Let Me Tell You About. I don't even know if I'm going to put them on iTunes.
It's just a segment.
That's an extra $8.
Ooh.
It's an extra $8 a month to have it on.
Seriously?
There. Seriously? I'm willing to do that for the Dungeons & Dragons podcast, but not for Swole Quest, because it's going to be up once every fucking 14 days.
Yeah, just, I mean, YouTube's fine. I guess progress report from my end is I'm currently, what, 74 kilograms, and I'm trying to get my deadlift to 100.
I'm sorry, deadlift? Did you mean diddly lifterino?
Diddlies. My diddlies up to 182 kilograms. I'm trying to get...
What is that in freedom units?
That's a little over 407 pounds.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah. I hit 180.
That's like two. That's like me and a half.
I hit 180 kilograms once, which is 4 plate. So I'm trying to move up from
you
that.
You can carry me around on your shoulders.
I can, actually. I'm trying to get my squat up to 160 kilograms, so a little over... Fuck, I don't use burger units anymore. I can only think in kilograms now, which I guess is good. Somebody do that. Do it yourself. Put it into a calculator. 160 kilograms. For one rep, my one rep max. And bench is garbage, so I'm not going to tell you what it is. But we're working right on it.
So we will see you guys again in 2 weeks in the progress report. So in 14 days from now. And remember, got to get fit, got to get swole, got to get big.
In closing,
huge.
Do it for her. Don't bitch out.